I'm now joined by Peter Coppa, founder of Alternative Access Funds and the portfolio manager for the recently launched AAF First Priority CLO Bond ETF. This has a great ticker symbol, AAA. This just launched in September, and it was the first CLO bond ETF on the market. Peter's now on the line with me from Los Angeles. Peter, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Nate. Thanks for having me.
All right. So as I mentioned, this was the first CLO bond ETF. Give us some background. What's your expertise in this space, and why did you decide to launch an ETF?
Yeah, sure. I've been in the credit markets for going on 20 years now, and kind of around since CLOs began. Worked at a hedge fund for, kind of 14, 15 of those years. And then in 2018, kind of looking around for, a high quality floating rate product to invest in, and couldn't find one, quite frankly. Couldn't find one that really made sense for me. Really wanted to invest in AAA rated CLOs. And, we kind of said, well, if we can't find one, why don't we build one, right? And so we launched Alternative Access Funds and pursued, launching the first ever AAA rated CLO ETF.
Well, and by the way, I have to ask you, how long have you been sitting on the AAA ticker symbol, or did you have to go acquire it? I was somewhat surprised when I saw it.
Yeah, it was around. The AAA symbol it comes with a little bit of a liability to it, in a funny way, because, you have to be able to, truth in advertising, you have to be able to say that you have all AAA rated product in your ETF. So I think a lot of people have shied away from it, but we were more than happy to embrace it.
All right. Well, on that note, let's talk about what this ETF holds. And first, I do think when some investors hear CLOs, collateralized loan obligations, my guess is their minds immediately go back to the financial crisis in 2007, 2008. So what is a CLO? And is it fair to say they were tied to the financial crisis, or was that just CDOs?
Yeah, that was primarily CDOs. CLOs, their structure is similar to that of a CDO, but their underlying collateral and the way that the loans are underwritten are very different. The loan market to corporate issuers has been around for a long time. It had primarily been the domain of commercial banks, and it became more and more appetizing for kind of private investors to invest in structured product that were backed by loans to corporate issuers. And so this was a structure that has made its way through the financial crisis and survived and grown and thrived. The underwriting of the loans is very deep. There's obviously rating agencies and a whole host of variety of different investors who are underwriting those loans. So, the collateral quality is much better than what you would see, kind of in the CDO structures of old. And the way I think about a CLO is really kind of like a small commercial bank in that regard, with senior liabilities, just like you'd have at a commercial bank, and then the equity held by a private investor who, reaps the reward of some of the leverage that gets put on those loans.
Okay, and where do CLOs typically trade? Are these all over the counter?
These are all over the counter, and hence why, bringing people access to them is interesting. It helps people get access to a new product that we find that is fantastic.
Okay, so explain the investment process with this ETF. Again, this is actively managed.
Yeah, it is actively managed. When we started, we would have liked to have created a passively managed fund, but the way the market structure for CLOs is. There have been some, CUSIPs that have been held solely by one issuer or one holder. And that's so creating a passively managed ETF out of that, it was difficult. We also wanted the flexibility to be able to, concentrate some of our positions a little bit more than a purely passively managed ETF would allow us. So we do, we will hold a large number of CLOs in our portfolio. The the requirements are that they're AAA rated, that they have better than average credit quality, better than the median credit quality by the manager. And then there's some constraints on issuer size and holdings of any one particular CUSIP. But it's pretty straightforward. We want to keep it simple and pure to the AAA rating and to its name. And, we think that people should embrace that with the idea that we're not trying to, give them a head fake or kind of put window dressing on the portfolio.
I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but can you give us a sense as to the size and depth of the CLO market? So let's say the CTF grows and it becomes much larger. Are there any challenges with creating new shares or the underlying liquidity if everyone wants to sell, those sorts of things?
Yeah, sure. I mean, so the CLO market in and of itself has grown to over $700 billion. So it's not a small market. The AAA portion of the CLO market is now north of $400 billion. And why we focused on the AAA portion of the market, because it did have the most, the tightest bid ask, the largest notional outstanding, and the most liquidity. We do not feel there's any issue with the creation redemption process. We believe that there is a plenty deep bid for paper and offer of paper out there in the AAA space. We think that providing being able to introduce a new customer into that space will only increase liquidity in that space.
Okay, so for investors looking at AAA, how does this ETF compare to some other common fixed income ETFs investors might own? Or maybe another way to frame this is, what does the risk return profile look like, and where do you see AAA fitting in a portfolio?
Yeah, sure. For AAA, it's kind of funny. CLOs fit in a very kind of unique spot in the world. AAA in and of itself is a floating, they're floating rate bonds that are in the portfolio. So the interest rate sensitivity is very low. There is some duration to it just because they are, 10-year bonds typically. But because, it is floating rate, our duration is, kind of closer to 3.5 years. So it's a shorter duration type product, with a very high rating. Which is very unique. Most of the short duration type products that you see, the near cash type products, are yielding on an SEC 30-day SEC yield basis, kind of close to 40 basis points, whereas we're close to 1.15%. So you're getting substantial outperformance in the near cash space. And then if you compare us to kind of say a intermediate bond fund, obviously we're floating, whereas a lot of the intermediate bond funds are fixed rate. So you're taking, extra duration risk there. And we're yielding, comparable amounts. So, there you can see how we compare, we're kind of in between those two and we're yielding as good, or, in the case of the short-term, funds, we're yielding multiple times better than those funds.
In terms of that risk profile, obviously we had a severe market dislocation back in March. I'm just curious, how did this segment of CLOs react and perform?
Yeah, it was funny. We were doing our kind of dance with the SEC when all that was going on, and provided a great kind of case to present to them as to why, there was enough liquidity and performance of what the AAAs were doing. We saw volumes actually go up in a downturn, and that's a sign of a very healthy market. So that's great. The SEC really enjoyed seeing that. They think they kind of got them over the top. We did see some sell off like all the rest of the fixed income world had, to the tune of, 5 or 6 points on average. I'm using kind of the Palmer Square index to come up with that. But we did also see a snapback rather quickly, and we saw interest back. Ironically, we weren't launched yet, but we had investors call us asking if they were able to invest in the product at that point in time. And we said, unfortunately, no, but it would be available soon.
Peter, before I let you go, obviously AAA is your first ETF. Can you tell us anything about future plans? Do you have other ETF ideas in the hopper?
We do. You know, we see a lot of opportunity in the fixed income space, places where kind of parallel to what has gone on in the equity space by bond type, industry type, et cetera. So we think that there's an interesting opportunity there. And then, you know, we have one equity idea that we're tossing around. We're not equity experts, but we're thinking about it. We think it might be able to take advantage of market structure so that, we think that could be very interesting as well.
Well, congratulations on the launch of AAA. Certainly wish you all the success, and hopefully we can connect again down the road. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That was Peter Coppa, founder of Alternative Access Funds.